You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about finding alternatives to alcohol.
There's a shop in Middleton that has rows of bottles, mixes, and cans, but none of them contain alcohol. It's called Sober Social, and it's Wisconsin's first non-alcoholic bottle shop. Producer Morgan D. Stewart caught up with owner Christy Tanner about opening the store and their recovery journeys.
When I ask Christy Tanner to tell me her story, she starts with her divorce, a drinking while driving offense, rehab, and jail.
I was not one of those high-bottom people.
High-bottom people are called that because they're holding down jobs and supporting their families, but they realize they're headed for disaster. They give up their drug of choice before it impacts their lives.
I had a real drinking problem, and I didn't want to get sober. When that happened, I had four children under the age of 5 and a half, no twins, and I was about 60 days separated from my husband.
Alcohol did this to Tanner, like it did to me. I, too, had been divorced, been in traffic accidents, and have seen the inside of a jail cell. I hid as much of this as I could from as many people as I could because of the shame and stigma associated with addiction. And like Tanner, even when I hit those bottoms, quitting wasn't an option.
I thought it was going to leave me alone, isolated, left out. I'm not going to have any friends. I'm not going to have anywhere to go, and I'm going to have nothing to do.
It might sound silly to some, but the social aspects that come along with drinking, like going to a bar with friends or celebrating at an event, that weighs heavily on people. For them, sobriety means no more socializing.
People so often feel this guilt and shame about why they can't manage whatever their thing is. I wanted to really destigmatize sobriety. I wanted it to be something that might be attractive, that you might want to try, that would make you feel good. How can we socialize and let it be something that everyone can experience, not just the people who drink?
Tanner opened her new retail store, Sober Social, partially to destigmatize addiction, but she's working to do something more.
Yeah, I can give you a little tour. So we've got, these shelves are all sphere.
I want people like myself to feel included and a part of.
Sober Social and this aspect of the sobriety movement are all about inclusion. Tanner recommends one way for existing bartenders and party hosts to help non-drinkers feel like they belong. Offer a variety of elevated beverages that don't have alcohol in them. Not all teetotalers want sugary sodas or bitter teas.
My personal opinion now is if you do not have a non-alcoholic option at your bar, you don't have a full bar service. You should have an NA cocktail, and you should have an NA wine or an NA beer.
Having options can help people avoid that dreaded question.
The question was, why aren't you drinking? And that's not the question that I want to be answering. I want to be talking to my friends about whatever we're talking about, whatever everyone else is, you know, dealing with. When I didn't have something, it always brought it back to what made me different than other people. And I'm like, how can I solve this problem?
Opening a sober business is just one of the ways that's helped Tanner live an engaged and meaningful life 5 years into sobriety. She's also been a recovery and divorce coach. She encourages people who are going through hard times or who want to change to remember that we never know where those rock bottoms will lead us.
Morgan D. Stewart brought us that story on Christy Tanner, who owns a non-alcoholic bottle shop in Middleton. Check out their full conversation on the You Human Creative Recovery podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell & Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.